DeSean Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding? Unbelievable.
You're listening to Sports Overnight. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Live from the Taco Man Studios on Fisherman's Wharf in San Francisco, California, it's 2 hours of Taco Man Radio. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. Welcome to my grill, baby, for the next couple of hours. We're talking smack, we're having fun, and we're doing a retro show tonight. We'll talk about the 80s to an extent, and even the 60s to an extent. Why? Because we can. Open phone lines around the world, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Zach's got what's happening in baseball, Zach? Are you going to cover the National League today or what?
Yeah, we got the National League, we got all kinds of stuff, and like you said, we are going to take it back to the 80s and the 60s.
Were you even born in the 80s?
No, but I mean, we'll handle it anyway.
Oh, Zach Attack, you're tuned to the mighty Johnny Taco Show. Open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY, that's 1-800-878-7529. Get this, you people that are drunk tonight, the guilt-free text line is happening, the Johnny Taco guilt-free text line. 415-275-1613. That's the guilt-free text line, 415-275-1613. You're tuned to Johnny Taco live from the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California.
Life. It's made up of the simple day-to-day moments that keep us all running on full. Full of joy, passion, and restlessness. It's singing full on to your car radio with the windows wide open. It's a whole bunch of early morning rush hours and a few late-night runs for Rocky Road. It's full of pit stops and drive-thrus. It's life, and we live it between fill-ups at Valero. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com. At Valero, we believe life gets lived between every fill-up. So, whether you go down the road on two wheels or four, whether your Wednesday night is spent racing to the grocery store or down a track, and whether you're dropping off the mail, the pizza, the kids, or all of the above, we're here to make sure you're never running on empty. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Has anybody seen the yellow ribbon?
I don't know. What color is it? Ha! Yeah! I kill me!
Alf is in the house. Thank you for being here.
Let's give it up! Yeah! What kind of crowd is this? Too early for this crowd.
So all week long, we've been revisiting our favorite 80s moment.
Right.
And back in the day, I mean, you were a huge star. And so I wanted to get some of your reflections.
Back in the heyday, I used to have a woman come in and vacuum me twice a week. Yeah.
That's making
Those days are gone.
Yeah. So what are you up to?
Well, I've got a small condo in Beverly Hills.
Nice.
Yeah, I share it with Scott Baio.
What's that like when you guys hang out? Do you still get
recognized? We never see each other.
You don't?
No. It's perfect. He's a night person. I'm a day person.
Alf, I'm looking at you
I'm looking
long.
At you.
Well, I'm looking at your hair.
I'm schwitzing here.
All right, really quick. So,
look at this. My hair is coming apart.
Alf, let me fix you.
You didn't ask me about any work I had done.
I mean, you know, plastic surgery is very acceptable.
I did. I had pec implants. You want to feel? Yeah. Go ahead. All right, my turn. Just kidding. All right.
I fell for it.
You are an attractive woman, by the way.
Well, thank you. Yeah. You're not too shabby yourself.
Well, thanks. You ever date outside of your species?
Huh? I used to.
Yeah?
You used to? Yeah.
But think about going back?
No, I'm all right. Two kids.
Give me a call. Two kids?
No, I'm not giving you
Pass.
A call.
You got enough baggage.
80s week has been a joy, and it wouldn't be the same without having you.
Well, thank you, and thanks for having me here.
Can you hold my hand?
No. No, the moment has passed.
Alf, everybody.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
With Johnny Taco.
Heaven help us.
Sports date, August 6, 2017. Former New York Giants tight end Adrian Robinson was arrested riding high this week with 25 pounds of weed in his car. This according to cops in Pennsylvania. The 28-year-old former fourth-round draft pick was pulled over around 10:30 p.m. in Union City, PA, when police said they noticed AR was acting suspiciously, which in Union County, Pennsylvania means driving while black. Cops searched his 2016 Chevy Impala, and they found almost 25 pounds of weed in his car. Robinson was arrested and taken to, obviously, Union County Prison, where he was charged with felony possession and intent to distribute and possession of drug paraphernalia, a misdemeanor. Robinson spent a few hours in jail before posting bail and being released. AR was with the Giants, who the Giants GM once called the greatest tight end they've ever drafted. Well, it didn't work out that way, obviously. He's due back in court August the 8th. Speaking of weed, the man with his own marijuana brand, Snoop Dogg, called out Daniel Cormier, of course, the former light heavyweight champion, for crying like a B.I. you-know-what after being KO'd by John Jones last week, of course, mocking the former champion, telling him, you had it coming. You see what John did to you, D.C.? You see he made you cry like a you-know-what? Well, you had it coming because you talked all that S.H. you-know-what after and before the fight. The bottom line is, when Jones was suspended, Daniel Cormier hit him pretty low a few times. Of course, Jones made up for that by knocking him out in the third round of a title fight at UFC 214 and recapturing the UFC light heavyweight 205-pound championship. Bottom line is, wow, got to think about this. The super fight, got to hear about it a little bit later when John Jones comes on the Johnny Taco Show. That's right, John Jones will be here a little bit later. But straight up, he's talking about fighting Brock Lesnar. Usain Bolt, well, remember the sprinter? Well, you remember him. He's not going out with a win, baby. It's like he's 31 years old. He's washed up. Washed up at 31 years old. You got to be kidding. But he lost his final 100-meter race. Bolt ended his individual track career with a bronze medal in the men's 100-meter sprint at the World's Athletic Championships in London, losing to longtime rival Justin Gavlin and another American, Christian Coleman. Bottom line is, the race had a photo finish, but in the end, get this, Bolt's 9.95 seconds was 0.03 seconds slower than Gatlin. Holy cow! 0.03? Oh, man. Anyway, that's a hundred, that's 300th of a second. That's wow, that's pretty crazy. Anyway, the bottom line is the winning time, take it back, Coleman's time was 9.94 for second place. Dear Kevin Durant, not everybody in Oklahoma hates your guts. In fact, one of the most respected people in the state actually loves you and would like to welcome you back. I'm talking about Senator Jim Inhofe. That's right. The Republican senator said, Kevin Durant will be welcome back in Oklahoma anytime he's willing to come, and I want to be the first one he calls. Of course, he wants to get an autograph and some free tickets as well. But Senator Inhofe told a couple sports pages that he took good care of his victims. He was talking about Durant. When Durant had the, when they had the tornadoes and that stuff back in Oklahoma City, in Oklahoma, of course, Kevin Durant went into his pocket. He took care of families, took care of little kids. So he has a heart, and he's not a bad ball player. Of course, he wasn't happy with the fact that he left to go to the Golden State Warriors. But, of course, his feud with Russell Westbrook didn't help things out either. And remember Usher? Remember that wannabe singer? He had a couple of platinum records, I think, as well. He used to hang out at the fights. We used to, like, diss him at the fights, man. He never got to make. Tried to be a player. Well, evidently he was a player because he allegedly has herpes and has had sexual contact with individuals without telling them. Guess what? You're supposed to tell them because now it's two women. And guess what? A man, two women and a man are filing a lawsuit on Monday claiming Usher exposed them to an STD. Celebrity attorney Lisa Bloom says, you remember her? She's on TV all the time. Yeah, filing all the celebrity cases, all those scandalous cases. She says she'll file suit this week. And the bottom line is in California, it's going to cost him a whole lot of money. Speaking of a whole lot of money, guy that can't get a job for nothing. He's one of the best quarterbacks in football. I mean, he's got to be better than some of the guys that are starting nowadays. Now, obviously, a lot better than the second stringers. We're talking about Colin Kaepernick. He just got another huge star on his back. Of course, his Know Your Rights campaign. Rap superstar J. Cole was in Oakland just a fortnight ago. Was hanging out with the free agent quarterback, showing his support. Of course, the NFL is really cool on Kaepernick. Of course, that has a lot to do with him being able to speak out about, you know, being Kaepernick and being black. And people just don't realize that. And we're just talking about Adrian Peterson was driving down the street. He got pulled over. He had 25 pounds in his car. Are you trying to tell me, I'm being a former policeman now, you're trying to tell me that the cops had x-ray vision, were able to see the 25 pounds of weed in his car? They didn't say they smelled any marijuana. They said they searched it and found it. Doesn't sound kosher to me. Anyway, Colin Kaepernick, will he get a job this year? We just don't know. Guess who? Doc Rivers, my man with the LA Clippers. Of course, the coach, the front office guy, the GM. He was doing everything. Now, the president of basketball operations. Well, guess what? He ain't going to be the top cheese no more. No. He'll remain the basketball coach. But the bottom line is the Clips aren't happy with the way things are going. Of course, there's got to be changes. And, of course, the changes were announced Friday morning, saying the former NBA coach and team executive Lawrence Frank would step in and assume Doc's front office job. Interesting. The team pointed out that Frank Rivers would be peers in the Clipper structure. That wasn't the way it used to be. Doc used to be the king down there. Doc, you ain't king no more. You are tuned to the Taco Man Radio Show. Open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The guilt-free text line. It's hot. It's happening. I invite you. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. You're tuned to the Taco Man Show live from the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California.
Off-brand. It wasn't actual Cialis, but it was described to me as being a Cialis, and so I thought it was a Cialis, and I just took it. So,
why does a guy like you need Cialis?
I have a huge cup, Joe.
It's too big?
It's too big.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
With Johnny Taco.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back. back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Television 1985 to 1988. Of course, Robert Woodward in the lead, the equalizer, the Robin Hood, the guy that went out to the former CIA agent that went out there and like did everything for the victims, man. He sort of like was the Superman of like spies. He was so cool. May he rest in peace, Robert Woodward. You are tuned to the Mighty Taco Man radio show. It's time to talk baseball, baby. Of course, Major League Baseball. We're getting into that championship run, you know, getting close to the playoffs, getting close to the World Series. We're here in August, September, October. It'll all be over in a couple of months, no doubt about it. Zach Attack, how's my favorite team, the Los Angeles Dodgers, doing?
They're doing quite well. They just went on, like, the best 50-game stretch since, like, 1905. So, I mean, they're on a good pace right now. And, of course, picking up Yu Darvish to add to the rotation definitely helps.
Now, what does he bring to the dance?
Well, he's a right-hander, for one, which, you know, the Kershaw, their best pitcher, is a left-hander. So it brings a little more balance, and it sounds silly. It doesn't sound important, but it really can make a difference in a game. You know, if, let's say, a team is game planning for this ace left-hander, and then the next night they got to face an ace right-hander, and then they still got Rich Hill, you know, and I don't know. And then Ryu, of course, he came back about a week ago, and he was injured for about 2 years. And he finally came back, and he had a seven scoreless innings as well. So it's just a lot of different combinations that they could work with at this point.
Real quick, it's almost a given the Dodgers are probably going to win the NL West, okay?
Are the Dodgers sort of like the Warriors of this year? I mean, the Warriors, and are they like the Warriors? Are they destined to win?
I think there are some parallels to that, you know, because they were already the best team in baseball, and I know that they're not adding anyone in the offseason, but they did add, you know, a Kevin Durant type of pitcher in the middle of the season after already being the best team. So that's a parallel, but the Dodgers have to win, but I think, before you can compare them to the Warriors.
Okay, so how's Mr. Kershaw doing health-wise?
He's doing well. I think that his back injury wasn't as severe as they were initially making it seem like, and I think that they're just giving him more than enough rest, you know, to make sure that he's not going to – it's not going to be something that lingers.
Dodgers beat the Mets tonight, Saturday night, of course, 7-4. Is there anybody, how can I put it, is there going to be any, maybe can go backdoor in the NL West? I mean, the Giants did it a few years ago. Of course, the Giants not going to do it this year, but the Giants did it a few years ago when they were sort of like the wild card team and backdoored their way into a World Series win. Is there anybody in the NL West outside of the Dodgers that maybe could have a possibility of doing that, a shot?
In the NL West specifically?
Yeah, no, huh?
You know, the NL West is pretty tough. Honestly, so they might be able to. Like, you look at the Rockies, they have a better record than the Cubs, who are leading the NL Central. They got a better, you know, their record is about where the Nationals is. They're a little behind the Nationals record, and they lead the NL East. So the Rockies could be a team, and then Arizona's right behind them. I mean, there's a half game difference between those two teams, but they're, you know, the Rockies are 14 and a half games behind the Dodgers, and the Diamondbacks are 15 games behind the Dodgers. So they're not going to win the NL West unless something just goes catastrophically wrong.
The Cubbies, the Cubbies are 58-51. Talk to me about the Cubbies. They're leading the National League Central.
They're not super impressive this year. Of course, they're going to be a dangerous team, and they've made some moves at the trade deadline as well. And I think that they're still a team that you got to consider. But I don't know. I don't think they're just not. I think now that they have like that whole World Series monkey off their backs this year, I think that they're just kind of breathing easy, and they're not as worried about winning another World Series.
But can't teams breathe easy now and then just get hot towards the end like the Giants did a few years ago? I mean, the Giants played that to a T. Remember, they were playing like crummy baseball through August, then September, and boom, they started playing good ball, and they ended up winning the going the wild card and winning the World Series.
Yeah, the baseball is so weird. Like, when you really think about it, the playoffs, they have like this extremely long season that's like double an NBA season. And then the playoffs are not much longer than the NBA playoffs in terms of games played. So it's really an interesting thing that you can play 162 games. And then at the end of the day, as long as you stay like reasonably in contention, it doesn't really matter until you get to the playoffs. So it's unique in that way from other sports, where the regular season doesn't matter all that much, except for the fact that you got to make the playoffs.
Like the NBA. Anyway, Milwaukee's in second place at half a game out, 59-53. St. Louis in third place, 54-56. Haven't heard about St. Louis being a contender in a while. In Pittsburgh, the Pirates are 53-57. Of course, at the bottom of the National League Central, the Cincinnati Reds, 45-65. Now, we've talked about the West, talked about the East Central. Let's talk about the East. Of course, the Washington Nationals on top with a 64-44 record. How come we haven't mentioned the Houston Astros?
Well, the Houston Astros should be mentioned. They're the best team in the American League. I think it's one of those things where the Houston Astros aren't even as established as the Dodgers in terms of, like, you know, the Dodgers have been kind of knocking on the door the last couple of years. The Houston Astros, they were close last year, but this is really the first year that they're a team that really looks like they're going to make a deep run in the playoffs.
Well, that's
I think that's part of it.
But that's the team we should be talking about, right? I mean, that's the team. I think we should do an in-depth focus on them next week.
Yeah, they have, like, by far the best record in the American League. So
are they upstarts?
I think so. I think definitely. I mean, it's sort of like they would be a good comparison to the Warriors as well, if you could draw that parallel, because the Warriors were, you know, they were a playoff team, and then out of nowhere they just became the best team in the Western Conference. You know, it just all started clicking like a couple years ago. And I think that's kind of where the Astros are in the American League.
Well, they're 70-30 and they're 14 and a half games ahead of the of Seattle. So I guess they're going to do well as far as the division's current. The bottom line is, though, at the end of the day, there's going to be a great American League team and a great National League team. Now, if you were to dip into that magic hat of yours and rub that little crystal ball, that kind of good stuff, besides the Dodgers, if the Dodgers weren't in it, because you and I both think the Dodgers are probably going to win the National League, but if the Dodgers weren't in it, who would be in it? National League, American League?
If the Dodgers don't make it to the World Series, I think I'm actually going to go with the Nationals. I think they have a really good team, and you know Bryce Harper is one of the best players in the league, and they had the best pitching staff. I think the Dodgers probably have the best pitching staff in the National League now, but the Nationals are right there with them. And I think that if any team is a threat to the Dodgers in the National League, that's probably the main one right now.
Go on. I'm sorry.
Sorry. I was just going to say, on the American League side, right now, I mean, the Red Sox, if it's not the Astros, the Red Sox look like a contender. And, of course, they've won a couple World Series recently, so a lot of those players have been there before.
You know, I was listening to an interview that the godfather of our network here, of course, talk about Ron Barr, had done with Willie Mays and Mickey Mantle. He was talking about the great Mickey Mantle, of course, the New York Yankees legend, number 7 himself. And Mantle admitted that he was washed up at 31, 32, and that he was done. He was out of baseball by 36. And, you know, wow, he was probably, I don't want to say get down to races here, but he was one of the most skilled baseball players of all time. I mean, no doubt about it. But at the age of 31, he was done, and he says it was because of booze.
Yeah, it's crazy how much substances can affect you.
Exactly.
I mean, Mickey Mantle is one of the best players of all time. There's no, you can't even really dispute that.
Yeah, too bad Mickey didn't have a little cannabis still, huh? Could have smoked himself a little weed and still have his liver. Didn't they give him a liver? They gave him a liver transplant and he already had cancer or some kind of stuff. That like they violated all the rules from him. Remember that, Zach?
Yeah.
I mean, the guy was on his deathbed. We'll give you a liver. Forget the person that deserves a liver. You're going to get the liver, Mickey, because you're Mickey Mantle. All right. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The guilt-free text line. I got a couple of calls on that, a couple of texts on that. They don't appear to be drunk, so I'll get to them after the break. But 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Zach, you heard me talking about Snoop Doggy Dogg dogging Daniel Cormier for crying when he lost to John Jones last week. I mean, Snoop Doggy Dogg's never been knocked out, man. That's a feeling I've never felt. I put guys in that condition, but I've never been in that condition, and it's not an enviable position. You hear what I'm saying? So you really shouldn't dog the guy. I mean, I felt sorry for him after listening to it the second time.
Yeah, I mean, I felt bad for him when I saw it. It was one of those things where I'll be honest. You know, I was going for Jones. I was hoping that Jones could pull it off, and then once it happened, I was kind of thrilled with the actual result, but once they interviewed Cormier, that was kind of tough to watch.
Yeah, we'll roll with that. Check this out.
Daniel, give us your thoughts right now.
I don't know, man. I thought the fight was going well. I don't even know what happened. It's like I got kicked in the head. Oh, man, I'm so disappointed.
I don't think it's a good idea to interview fighters after they've been knocked out, but I really wanted to give you a chance to express yourself. I know this was an incredible moment for you. It was very emotional. What can you say at all about this and the rivalry between you and John?
I don't know, man. I guess if you win both fights, there is no rivalry, so I don't know.
Thank you for everything, Daniel. Daniel Cormier, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't care what you say, Zach. That's a man's man. He admitted he was second best. I mean, I thought that took a lot of stones to do what he did. Even though he was teary-eyed and that kind of stuff, it took a lot of guts.
No, yeah, I can't really criticize him for that. You know, we don't know what it's like to be knocked out in front of millions of people. And I think most people would be pretty emotional. I don't think they should have interviewed him, to be honest with you.
No, but let's be honest, okay? He was 37, 38 years old. He was an old guy. He'd been running
a long time because of the fact that John Jones was out. I mean, he made money because John Jones wasn't around.
Yeah, that's fair enough. But he's a great fighter in his own right. It's just John Jones might be the best UFC fighter ever.
But you wouldn't call him the second best light heavyweight in history, would you? Save that till after the break. Zach Attack Young and I are talking sports because next up, it'll be our official combat sports segment here on the Taco Man Radio Show, live from the city by the Bay, San Francisco, California. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The guilt-free text line, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. The mighty Chicago to the break on the Taco Man Radio Show.
Children play in the park. They don't know I'm alone in the dark, even though time and time again I see your face smiling inside.
Talk to the hand.
I'm so happy.
Oh. For the past 100 years, America's high schools have remained virtually unchanged. Yet the world around us has transformed dramatically. What if we turn the American spirit of ingenuity towards our high schools? This fall, let's come together and put high school center stage. Watch as superstars of music, comedy, movies, and television join students, parents, and educators on Friday, September 8th at 8, 7 Central for a must-see live television event on ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC. EIF presents XQ Super School Live.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own gardens, starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
Watch the Taco Man rub it in here. Zach, where am I going October 23rd? Zachary. I'm going to Cuba, baby. Havana, Cuba. Zach didn't want to say it because he's not going. That's why I wanted to rub it in on him there. You're not going to Cuba. You're not going to the Bahamas, pal. You just missed out. I had tickets for you right there, and you missed. I'm just kidding. I just wanted to throw it out to you. Of course, the World Boxing Organization leaves on their annual convention, their cruise, their Congress this year in 2017, marking their 30th annual convention, 30 years in the business of sanctioning boxing, of course, now. But they're going to hold their annual convention on a cruise ship. They'll leave Miami, Florida, October 23rd, and they'll come back that following Friday. And, of course, in between leaving and coming back, they'll go to Havana, Cuba, and then, of course, they'll go to the Bahamas as well. We'll have some good boxers on the tour. The winner of the Canelo Alvarez, Gianni Golovkin fight, is supposed to be on the cruise as well. Of course, that's going to go down October 23rd. But if you want to go, if you really want to go, you can go. You can go. You can get tickets. You go to WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com, WBOboxing.com. And they have the reservations up there in the corner of the front of the website. Just click on that, and it's in English or Spanish. You can follow your directions. The bottom line is you've got to make your reservations by, I think, Monday. If you don't make them by Monday, you're not going. So last chance to go to Cuba, no doubt about that. Now, we're talking, of course, boxing, MMA. Let's talk MMA first. Of course, last week, man, it was just a week ago now, John Jones came back, and he was so stunning in winning back the light heavyweight championship. In fact, before I go to Zach and his commentary, let's go to John Jones.
John Jones, congratulations to you. That was another impressive victory for you. I know when you spoke to us on the weigh-in show, you told us you were going to get a finish. So how good did this feel for you tonight?
Oh, I felt really, really good. You know, my goal was to finish the fight before the championship rounds. You know, I was talking about finishing Daniel Cormier all week, all training camp. That was our expectations. You know, I was telling people in my interviews that I expect more out of myself at this age in my life and at this stage in my career, and I got more out of myself. So it's a blessing.
You know, John, there was a whole lot of pressure on you tonight. You come back off a long layoff. You're facing the second greatest light heavyweight of all time. There was revenge on the line. You guys were going back and forth. How much pressure were you feeling heading into this fight?
Honestly, no pressure at all, man. My faith and my belief has grown tremendously. You know, I'm 30 years old now, and I feel like I'm stepping into a different level in my career. And it was weird, man. Like, if you follow me on Instagram and things like that, you'll see lots of photos and videos of me just laughing and enjoying the process. It was almost nerve-wracking how I wasn't afraid. And but it just goes to show me and my team that I'm ready for more.
John, obviously, after such a long time away, I thought you came back and you handled the emotions and the pressure fantastically. But going into the third round, did you feel that Cormier was ahead in the fight and you had to pour the pressure on? Because, listen, it was an amazing finish, but, you know, Cormier was connecting a little bit.
Oh, yeah, he collected a lot, actually, my jaw. It's pretty pretty numb. He did really good. I felt like I had the first round hands down. I felt like round two and three were pretty competitive before the finish. I thought Cormier did great. I know how much this fight means to him, and you know, I know he put it all out there. I don't know if he has any excuses for his loss, but from my understanding, he had a beautiful training camp, and it feels great to beat Daniel at his best.
You know, John, you mentioned you saw that he was dipping down a little bit, and I mean, you couldn't have thrown a kick at the more perfect time. Was that something you saw throughout the fight and you were kind of waiting for that opportunity?
Yeah, you know, I watched the Anthony Johnson fight and our first fight, you know, Daniel came really close to being dropped with left high kicks. And we knew that if we just got him to focus on his hands and boxing, that maybe we can get him to forget about the head kicks and the kicks. And sure enough, we were patient. We waited. And the opportunity presented itself and we took it.
Well, John, you're a man that the fans just love to watch. You mentioned kind of a super fight in the octagon afterwards. You mentioned the name Brock Lesnar. What do you think are the chances of that fight really happening?
Well, you know, I'm up for it. I think it's about time for me to be involved in a super fight. I think that's what the fans really want to see is me challenging myself against a heavyweight. Why not do it against the biggest and one of the most scary heavyweights in UFC history in Brock Lesnar? He brings a tremendous following, and I just think it would be so great for the sport of MMA.
Well, John, you're absolutely right. That would be fantastic. And I, for one, would definitely pay to see that. But that aside, nice. What's next? I mean, if you go to heavyweight, you're going to stay there or you're going to focus on the light heavyweight division? I mean, you've pretty much ruled the light heavyweight division for a long, long time already.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's a lot of fresh blood in the light heavyweight division. We got this Russian guy that fought tonight and won. We got Jimmy. You know, there's fresh blood coming up, and I love to rule the light heavyweight division for a while longer. But super fights and things like that, I think now is the time for that. I feel like I don't really have much to prove in this division anymore. Well, people could argue that. But I feel like now is the time to branch out and experiment with some real big fights. Get paid. I haven't fought, man. I've been inactive, so I need a check. Let's get some big fights.
I mean, you make a pretty strong argument there. There's no doubt about that. You've had a lot of highlights, obviously, in your career, John. When you look back on this rivalry with Daniel Cormier, how are you going to look back on this?
Man, just this fight symbolizes and represents so much. It represents, you know, my journey and just staying faithful through my mistakes and through the criticism and things like that. I mean, it's been really tough, and I'm not saying poor me at all. I mean, I've been a dumbass, and I've done a lot of things to make myself a laughingstock, but, man, I stayed faithful through it all, and now I'm here. So it symbolizes, you know, the power of not giving up and making a decision to try to do better and getting your life back. And then just to close this chapter with Daniel Cormier, I don't even know why it was such a big thing in the first place. You know, I beat him fair and square the first time and off of steroids, and I beat him the second time off of steroids. So, you know, it just symbolizes so much, man. I feel complete, and I feel a sense of closure.
Well, John, it's really great to have you back. I will say on a side note, though, Kenny and I are pretty sad Chandler Jones is no longer a Patriot. We missed him for the last little while.
Hey, Chandler.
He
come
is
here.
Fantastic and really.
I think Chandler's there.
Come on back to the Patriots. Yeah,
hey, so
baby.
They're saying that they're upset. Kenny Florey and Karen Bryan said that they hate that you're not a Patriot anymore. What do you have to say so they can hear you?
Oh, I get it.
Boy.
It is what it is. Hey, the Cardinals were all right, but
he's got a ring, though. He's got a ring.
Yeah, he did.
Hey, and Chilla. John, hey. What's with all this blue belt nonsense?
What's up?
Come on, you submit black belts, but they're giving you a blue belt? What's going on?
Wait. What'd you say?
I said, what's all this blue belt nonsense? I've seen you submitting black belts, and they're awarding you a blue belt? Come on.
I can't understand what you're saying.
Oh, never mind.
I can't understand.
Nobody can.
Well, listen, Chandler, I mean, I have some friends in the Patriots organization. Maybe we can get Chan back just to block the kicks. Come on.
They said maybe they'll get you back.
Yeah. Get that paper.
He
come
said
on,
go cards.
Oh, yeah, go
and big,
cards.
And big art.
All right.
Look at this
nice.
Guy. Woo!
Hey, listen,
Jones
thank
sandwich.
You so much to you. I know you've just
you,
made your night. Your comeback is a wonderful, wonderful story. We're so happy to have you back inside the Octagon, John, where you truly do belong. Congratulations to you.
Thank you. Hey, thank you guys
right.
so much. God bless you guys.
He's always God blessing and thanking people and this and that. And the bottom line is he's so full of spit. Isn't he? Isn't John Jones one of the biggest fronts around? I mean, he can fight, but a lot of the stuff he says to the announcers and that, he's just blowing smoke up their skirt.
Well, I used to think that about him, but I think he's kind of turned a corner recently. After all the stuff he did outside the Octagon, I kind of feel like now we're seeing like the real Jones. You know, I think he kind of stopped caring what people think and he just wants to fight now.
Okay, so the bottom line is, you know, he mentioned the steroids. He said he was off steroids. He said both times, but in that first fight, the first fight with Cormier, he tested very low for testosterone. Remember, he had the T levels of an 85-year-old man at one point in time?
He did, right? And if I'm not mistaken, didn't they both kind of have, like, messed up levels?
Yeah, they both had some funny levels going into that fight. So Cormier isn't an angel either. But John Jones now, 23-1, the mega fight. No, I'm not talking about Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather. I'm talking about a real fight, a real, real fight. John Jones and Brock Lesnar. Zach, why am I don't need Viagra for that.
No, that's a great fight because I think that John Jones is technically a lot more skilled, But Brock Lesnar is just a huge person. There's no way around that. Like he's definitely going to be the smaller guy in the ring. Jones will.
Yeah, but he's strong. He'll weigh about 235, 240, maybe 225. He won't get any lighter than that, I don't think. And of course, Mr. Lesnar's going to come in probably at the UFC limit at 265. Now, Lesnar's going to come off that drug suspension. Of course, him and Jones both tested positive for that estrogen blocker. I don't know why they need something in their blood to block a female hormone. Zach, do we have estrogen in our system?
We have some type of estrogen, right?
I don't think enough to where you need an estrogen blocker though.
Yeah, no, that's not a normal thing that I think a person would take.
So we've got the battle of the cheaters here. We've got Jones and Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar juice to the gills. John Jones maybe not Joe juice to the gills, but man, I think this would be a mega 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 fight.
Yeah, that right there might be the biggest fight in UFC history unless they could somehow get Conor McGregor versus Brock Lesnar or something.
Yeah, but speaking of Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather, of course, this is going to go down the 26th of August. Of course, the T-Mobile Arena live on pay-per-view. They're going to charge like $100 or something like that for it. Zach, yeah. Do you feel you're being conned for $100?
I don't feel that way because I know that there's a possibility that it's a dud. You know, so I know
possibility or probability.
I would say probability that it's not going to be.
Oh, so you're going to bet $100 on a possible dud?
Well, see, that's the thing. I'm interested in some of these undercard fights. Like if they are able to put that Tank Davis versus Orlando Salido fight together, I think that's a really good fight.
Do you see how Zach sold out there, folks? He went straight to the undercard there. Well, the undercard's going to pay. It's going to be worth it. No,
it's not going to make it worth it. I'm not paying $100. I'm not paying $40 at the theater either. I don't know if you saw that. It's going to be $40 at the theater.
Yeah, I'm going to Ricky's Sports Theater in San Leandro, California, Ricky's.com, where I get in for free. Ha ha! That's the way it is. Don't forget, this segment is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization, the WBO. Of course, we are leaving for Cuba on October 23rd. Last date to register is Monday. Go to WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. It's got the information right there on the front page as far as getting all the information together to register for our Congress and our cruise and this and that. And get this, the winner of the Gennady Golovkin and Canelo Alvarez fight, the winner of those two guys, they will be on the cruise. So you'll get to cruise with royalty. Besides cruising with me, WBOboxing.com. This is the Johnny Taco Show.
It's not that I don't love you. You know how much I do. And it's not that I found someone to take the place of you. It's just a fear that builds within me every time you touch my hand. Shakes my body that even I don't understand. So I'm leaving.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Hi, Grandma.
Oh, my God.
Have a seat.
Who are you? What are you?
A little background. My name is Alf. I come from the planet Melmac. I'm a member of a civilization millions of years ahead of your own. And now I live in a laundry basket next to the washing machine. Cup of Java?
I know. You're something Willie made. He's always making crazy things in the garage.
Take my word for it. I'm a space being. And since you've been here, I've had to live in the garage. Let me ask you something. Why are you so hard to get along with? Kate's easygoing. Is she adopted or something? Anyway, my advice to you would be, lighten up on her. Be nice. Oh, yeah, another thing. Stop poking me! We'll talk again when you're a little less touchy-feely. Yeah.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Retro night, baby. That was Alf, my man Alf. I think he died about a year and a half ago, but Alf was sort of cool. Bottom line is we're doing retro, of course. In the second hour, we'll talk retro 1960s. We'll also bring in Vinko Bagata. Who the hell is that? Remember this one? Wide World of Sports. The agony of defeat. And that guy going down the hill, crashing, that kind of stuff. Well, he'll be here in hour number two, as will Ernie Shavers, the hardest hitter in heavyweight history, and possibly Chris Cyborg Santos as well. Lots of fun still to come. Hour number two, Taco Man Radio still to go, of course. Seth Meyers as well in hour number two. Zach Attack Young and myself back here on the Johnny Taco Radio Network for hour number two, right after the news, right here on the Taco Man Radio Network.